This is LaShonda Thompson, and welcome to The Beauty Exchange, where you get your daily dose of encouragement. Welcome. I'm telling you, I'm so glad you tuned in today. You know, in the month of March, we get our marching orders. On this podcast, we're going to talk about minding our business and tending to our own gardens. Let me tell you, I know it's easy to get caught up in the cares of life and people's drama. It's so easy to get entangled into people's drama, but the only thing we need to get caught up is in our assignment and what God is calling us to. This is the time we need to seek Him like never before. I'm telling you, this is time to do some spring cleaning and self-evaluation. Self-evaluation. This is a self-check-in. So I'm challenging you on this podcast to check in, see how you're doing, see where you at, do a mini assessment on your life, and partner with Holy Spirit and ask Him to pinpoint where you need to go to show you where you are. So get some pen and paper, get a pen and paper so you can take some notes and, you know, however God leads you. And also, I just want to invite you to join me in the month of April on a freedom fast. It's going to be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. However the Lord is leading you for the entire month of April. You choose what you need to turn down. But I'm telling you, when you turn down for God, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. There's so many amazing benefits to fasting and prayer. All right. So tune in. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm so glad that we can do life together. I'm so grateful for just to have another conversation with you on this episode. You be blessed. And until next time. Talk to you guys today. Happy March. You know, I just love the springtime because that's when things begin to bloom. I'm telling you, something about springtime that just makes you want to clean house. And today, I just want to, you know, encourage you to check on you. Today's word is tending to your garden. Are you tending to your garden? You know, how you doing? And a lot of times when we would greet people, we would ask them, how are you doing? So I greet you in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, how are you doing? You know, a lot has been going on. I mean, 2022, we started off with a bang. I'm telling you, now we're in March and there's rumors of wars and a lot of distractions, a lot of subtle distractions. You got the new vaccines coming out. And, you know, I mean, lately, there's been a lot of drama in Hollywood. And it's so easy to get caught up and entangled in other people's drama. But I want to encourage you today is don't forget about you. Don't forget about you and don't forget about what God told you to do. This is a time, this is a season where we got to pick up the pace. We got to pick up the pace. You know, whether you like it or not, we are truly living in the last days and we got to make every minute count. When I say that, I mean, we have to be intentional about everything we do and everything we say because our lives matter. Your life matters. You know, there's people that are watching you. There's people that are watching us. And you just never know. You just never know who you can impact for the glory of God. So when I say pick up the speed, it's time to advance. It's time to advance in the things of God. It's time to get back to basics. Get back to what works. And that's seeking His face. learning his laws, learning his principles, or renewing our minds to his principles and truly walking it out, you know, because God is so awesome. You may say, Dag, I fell off. And yes, that happens. Let me tell you something about that pandemic that happened. I think a lot of us fell off in some way, you know, but what I love about God, he makes up for lost times and he can quicken you. And when you, you know, when you have it in your heart to do right and you make an effort, you know what I'm saying? You make an effort where you, you know, sacrifice and do what's necessary to make things work for you or to get back on track. So he makes up for lost time. Exactly where you stopped, that's where you need to start. I know it sounds simple, but it's the truth. Get back to basics. Get back to a routine. Keep your routine. Most importantly, you got to do an assessment. Let me share a scripture with you. It really speaks to what we're talking about, and that's tending to our garden. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you failed the test. Romans 12 and 2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And lastly, Lamentations 3 and 40. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Listen, that scripture did it for me. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Returning to the Lord. You know, spring cleaning is like a law. It's like a must. Everybody gets ready for the spring, especially if you're a gardener. You begin to, you know, get the soil ready and begin to plant new seeds. And that's the same for us in life. We got to prepare and get ready for this new season that we're in, because it's a season we've never been in before. And at this time, so much is happening, and it's happening rapidly. We got to pick up the pace and walk in extreme obedience, you know. So I just want to encourage you to do a self-assessment, to examine yourselves. I know for April, it's a time for consecration for me. And I encourage you and I invite you to join me in a freedom fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the month of April. However God leads you to fast, ask Holy Spirit and he'll lead you on how to do it. But in the freedom fast, it's just going to be a time of repentance and reflection and evaluation, where we get strategy from the Lord. Not only will we get strategies, downloads, and, you know, directions on how to move and how to navigate in this season. Because I don't know about you, but I think the perfect place to be is in the will of the Lord. I want to be like David when he said in Psalms 119, I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Disobedience is a strong killer. Disobedience is a killer. It will stagnate you and have you behind 5, 10, 15, and sometimes a whole generation. And it's just time to do a self-check and tend to our gardens to see what's needed, what's required, what needs to be watered, what needs to be done differently. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think it's wise. I think that is the wisest thing to do, is to ask God, are my ways pleasing to you? Father God, show me where I've sinned. Show me how I can move better. Show me, strengthen me, prepare me. What should I be pursuing at this time? You know, so I just want to encourage you to seek His face in this season. Seek His face through fasting and prayer. Because at the end of the day, promotion doesn't come from man. It comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord, y'all. Our source comes from the Lord. Everything that we need, it comes from the Lord. And He will give you the wisdom and the know-how and the fortitude to get things done His way. Amen. So let's pick up the pace. Let's be obedient. Let's tend to our garden, minding the business that pays us. And let's be about our Father's work. Because we don't know the day nor the hour. Nobody knows how much time we have left. And, you know, not to be the bearer of bad news or trying to bring gloom and doom to your situation, but I'm just being real. We got to make every hour count. We got to make our time count. We got to make our lives count and assess situations, assess your relationships. Are you around people that are moving you forward, that are encouraging you, that are inspiring you to do the will of the Lord? Or are you in a toxic relationship? Check that. Check your circle. Reevaluate your relationships, friendships, with family, with your significant other. Assess all toxicity that's in your life. Assess your routines. Is it working? And what I'm doing right now, is it working? Is this what God wants me to do? Assess that. Check that. Assess your health regimen. Have you fallen off your health regimen, your fitness routine? You know, I know for me, that's one of my goals for this month, is to walk more, to move more, to drink more water, and to really tap into some serious self-care, you know, because this body is our temple. This body is the body that the Lord has gifted us with. We're not going to get another body no time soon, you know? So you might as well take care of the body that you have. So assess your relationships. Assess your daily routines. Assess your prayer life. Am I hot? Am I cold? Am I stagnant? Where are you? Where are you? Say, look, Holy Spirit, where am I? Show me, teach me, train me, renew me, restore me, and He will lead you down the right path. And also, I want you to reflect on the year. If you don't, this is not something that you necessarily have to do in the beginning of the year. You should do it daily. Reflect on this year. How are things going? What can you do better? Are you moving forward? What do you need to let go of? Also, get back to the root of what makes you well. What makes you you? What do you love to do? What inspires you? What keeps you going? Change up on your routines. Change your routines. You know, that is so much fun. That's the fun thing about life. You know, you don't have to keep doing things the same old way. We're not robots. We're free to live. So switch it up some. Try doing new things. Try new things. Try a new way. Try something, you know, read new material every day. Check your attitude. How's your attitude? How you doing? Are you in a flump? Are you experiencing anxiety, fear, or depression? That's negativity. Those are toxic behaviors. And we have to check and get to the root of why those things are happening. Are you being attacked? Is it what you're watching? Is it what you're listening to? You know, check and see where is this coming from? How's your mindset about life, about everything? How does your daily life affect the lives of those that are around you? Be sure to check in with yourself and see how you can improve on how you react to any given situation. Rediscover your talents. God has given you something beautiful. I mean, only something, things that only you can do it. Nobody could do it the way you do it. Sharpen the saw. Stay focused on the giftings and the talents that He has given you. Every day we should be improving for the better. And most importantly, straighten out your finances. Look at your budget. Are you committed to your budget? Look at what you're spending. Look at what you're saving. How is your financial life looking? Also, detox your mind. Detox your mind. I mean, that is most important because, I mean, we can't buy peace. There's some things that money can't buy. And having a detox in your mind will keep you in a peaceful state. And what helps with that is just staying in prayer. Staying in prayer. Staying before the Lord and just praying. Praying in your heavenly language. That will help to declutter and detox your mind. And so, on this podcast, I just hope that you're encouraged to do a little spring cleaning and stay focused on your assignment. Stay before the Lord. Walk in extreme obedience in this season. Pick up the pace. Clean up your relationships. Clean up your life. Assess your life. And make sure what you're doing is pleasing to the Lord. Pleasing to the Lord. Because at the end of the day, that's what truly matters. I pray that you would join me on this fast, fasting and prayer and repentance in the month of April, the Freedom Fast. Remember, it'll be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the entire month of April. However, the Lord leads you. And remember, keep your head up so your crown won't fall, because God got you and you got this. You stay encouraged, my friend. Until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Beauty Exchange today. I pray that blessed you and that encouraged you to go the distance. I just want you to know that God got you on His mind. And you know what? You're going to be all right. You are going to be all right. So continue to tune in to the Beauty Exchange. We got some special things coming up this year. And just tap in, stay connected, drop me a message. If you feel led, become a sponsor. You can sponsor 99 cents, $5, or even, I mean, whatever it is that God leads, so that we can continue to bring you your daily dose of encouragement. You can tap in, you can connect with me on Instagram, I am the House of Beauty, or on Facebook, LaShonda Thompson. Or on the web, IamTheHouseOfBeauty.com. Again, I appreciate you. I love you. And let me tell you, you got this.